This is the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast, proudly sponsored by Basic Blog Tips. Hey, hey, good day. Even with all the excitement and buzz surrounding Google+, Twitter remains my favorite social network. So let's talk about Twitter management. This is how I manage my Twitter accounts. First, I set myself a limit. Now, a lot of people use auto-following tools for Twitter. I don't. I decided early on that I was only going to follow a certain amount of people. I never imagined that it was going to be 1,000 people, but that's my limit. I'm not going to go over 1,000 people. So every now and then I have to cleanse my list. And I don't mind using an unfollowing tool. I'm just not a fan of using following tools. The second thing, and this is only after you've grown your Twitter account to a sizable amount of followers, get a second Twitter account that represents your brand. In other words, my primary Twitter account is Eileen. And when I started my new blog, which is Basic Blog Tips, well, it's not new anymore. It's been a year old. I set up its own Twitter account, Basic Blog Tips. So that's another way to manage my Twitter following. Number three, and this is probably the most essential, Twitter lists. Put people into lists. That way you can still track their tweets without adding to your following count. And the way you do that is with tools like Hootsuite or TweetDeck, where you can track a list or a hashtag. Number four, and number three and number four are closely related, and that is Paperly. I've done quite a few blog posts and video tutorials about using Paperly. You can set up a Paperly on a hashtag or a Twitter list, and it doesn't even have to be your own Twitter list, so that you can track in the magazine style format all the tweets of a related topic. So Paperly helps you find out all those good stories that you wanted to hear on Twitter without following all those people. And number five, eventually I always get to the point where I'm ready to cleanse my list because I reached 999 people that I'm following. So what I do is I actually go into Twitter and I do this by hand. Don't use an unfollowing tool or anything like that. And I'll base my criteria on a few things. First, I scroll way down because I'm not going to unfollow the people I just followed because I really wanted to follow them. So I scroll down the page and I look first to see if people I haven't been interacting with recently. And I look to see if they're following me. If they're following me, I leave them because there's a good chance that we could still interact even though we may not have interacted in the past. But I also look at their clout scores because clout has done a great job of knowing how often people tweet and how often they interact. A low clout score is an indication to me that they haven't tweeted in a while or the quality of their tweets and interaction is pretty low. So that's basis enough for me to unfollow. So there you have my five tips for Twitter management. Set a limit. Get a second Twitter account that represents your brand. Use Twitter lists. Paperly. And check out the clout scores when you're unfollowing people. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. I hope you're following me because I'm looking forward to your tweets. I'll see you again on the next episode. Have a great day.